dear friends. The next Sunday will be the last Sunday after Pentecostes, the last Sunday of the liturgical year. They sure have been preparing us for this fight, towards the evil, and have been inviting us to holiness. And in this preparation, this is why in November we have the last things being came to our mind in the teaching of the Church: the All Saints, the Kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also the Purgatory. We have seen the next Sunday, next two Sundays will be about the Last Judgment, the end of the world. So what I want to speak today to you is the tools, the spiritual preparation that we have to be sure that we have in order to face the battle we are undergoing. So this battle is extremely difficult, but it's also extremely glorious. And God is preparing for this battle, like the final battle against the devil and the armies of God against the army of the devil. So it's important to know, to remember what are the tools, what are the weapons, what we have to be doing in this moment to face this battle. First, I want to start by telling, reminding you about the mustard seed of the gospel. So our Lord has been placing in our hearts, our Catholic faith, together with the hope, Catholic hope and charity. It's like a little seed planted in our hearts. And God, with His grace, with His help, with His power, plans that this little seed planted in us will grow high, very high, as high as to become saints and go to heaven and dwell therein for the whole eternity. So first we have to remember that we must be like the mustard seed, the smallest, the little, the most humble possible, is the smallest of all seeds. So doesn't matter how weak, how feeble, how sinner we have been, what make us grow and make God triumph in us is precisely faith through His power. But what He requests from us is humility. Humility that we acknowledge that we are nothing, and we can do nothing by ourselves. And especially what we have. We live in the reality. We know that we are nothing. We are weak. More than ever, we are surrounded by evil, by temptations, by trials and problems. And we are able to acknowledge our powerless. We are powerless to face such an undertaking, which is a holiness and to fight against the enemies of God, both. So our undertaking in this battle is to strive after holiness, to be the great tree of holiness that God wants us to be, and at the same time to face and to fight the enemies. So first, this is the reminder. We are little, we are nothing, we can do nothing. We deserve nothing. We have done nothing. We are by ourselves capable of nothing. That is normal. It's a great encouragement. So what we need is precisely this attitude. Because St. Paul says, I glory in my weaknesses so that God, the power of God may dwell in me. may be manifested in me. So it's the first requirement. Also remember that in a battle, the soldier must consider himself useless servant by himself. The soldier knows in a battle, in an army, he goes alone, he isolates himself from the army, he's nothing. He can do nothing. But if he is integrated in the army, being faithful, obedient to it, he's part of it, he's considered part of it, and he considers himself strong because all the ideals and the strength of the army is his own strength. Because because the army is going to win, he knows that he's going to win together with them, with the army. So you notice first, the first requirement is humility and a strong faith, a strong hope, a strong fidelity in charity to God, to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So first, we have to, therefore, to strive after holiness. Means fidelity, means that we want to grow according to God's will, and therefore we cannot put obstacles to Him, to His action. So the first obstacle that we place is ourselves, our pride. So the first enemy, the first thing we have to defeat is ourselves. If we are not able to defeat ourselves, how we think that we are able to defeat the world? You know? Our Lord said very clear, why do you want to remove the sprinkle for the eye of your brother? You don't remove first the beam from your own eye. Also, we have to remember in this battle that we are together. So we are here to carry the cross one from the others. That by carrying the cross of the others, our cross will be carried also by the others. It's the plan of God. We are a team. We have to do it together. In prayer, in charity. So therefore, the first enemy to defeat in order to have this strength, so that God will work in us, is humility, but also humility with fidelity, but also penance. Because in order to defeat ourselves from our pride, our inclinations, our evil inclinations, we have to do penance besides praying. So it's essential. We forget about this point. We forget about this point, but this penance, mortification, is essential for the Catholic, for this battle. Because it's a dogma of faith which is forgotten by the modernists, which is we have the wounds of original sin. So we are inclined to malice, we have ignorance. We have this blindness. We need to be enlightened, to be led. We have this concupiscence of the passions, loose, has to be put on check by discipline, by rule, by penance. And we have to practice the virtues and to receive grace from God and His help, to acknowledge that we need His help, to acknowledge that we need to practice the virtues and mortification. So it's the first phase of the battle. Because a soldier who has no discipline, self-discipline, cannot be a soldier. It's why the great training, a military people, they get a great training. They have a very strong discipline rules. You know, if a soldier step back in a battle without permission, he's executed as a traitor. He's a traitor. So the next step is to face reality, dear friends. So after we are ready for the battle by humility, by mortification, by knowing that we have to carry the cross one of the other for fraternal charity. Now we have to put ourselves in the reality. What is the reality in society, in this moment, in the world? The reality is that we have enemies being on our right hand, our left, in front, at the back, above, and under us. Enemies everywhere. And the generals are scattered, running away as cowards, forsaking the army. We were left orphans, without shepherds, without leaders, and in the midst of wolves and devils. And we are weak, we are nothing, we can do nothing. That is the reality. And also the reality that the devil and the enemies wants us to go to hell. They want our families to go to hell. So this is the reality. So in this reality, we cannot think about resting, think about vacations, thinking about easy life, thinking about laying upon the others to do something. Knowing by faith that God is going to work through us, especially through the more humble ones, to the weakest ones, wonders. So it doesn't depend upon the others, you see? Depends upon us. The attitude of being faithful, to be obedient, to be ready to obey and to surrender and to give up our life is necessary. So that means that we have to know the enemy first. So the first reality is that we have to know the enemy. Who are they? How do they work? What they want from us? To avoid compromises, to avoid imprudences, to avoid being friends of them. The greatest charity is to preach them the truth and to put example. But fight against them in public when they are scandalizing, they are participating in the devil's work of bringing souls into hell. Have to fight against them in public, of course. So this is a reality that we have to face. To know the enemy,